Welcome to episode 12 of Hymn Sing Radio from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. My name is Craig Lewis, and together we will listen to and sing along with some great hymns and songs of the last few centuries. That's the thing about a great hymn. It is timeless. We are going to use that as our theme for this episode and enjoy some hymns that are timeless in their message and meaning. That is exactly the case with our opening hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. The words were originally written by St. Francis of Assisi, who lived from around 1181 to 1226. That is almost 1,000 years ago. The melody used was published in a German hymnal in 1623. An English rector, William Draper, then translated the hymn into English in the early 1900s, and it has been a popular church service song ever since. Now that is timeless. Here is All Creatures of Our God and King. A hymn can be timeless in that it can be a song we carry with us through our entire lifetime, a song for all ages. Jesus Loves Me is one such hymn. The lyrics were first written by Anna Bartlett Warner in 1860, and a tune was added by William Bradbury in 1862. This is likely the first hymn that many of us learned as children, and it is one that we pass down through the generations as we sing it to our own children and grandchildren. To sing this song with us, we once again turn to English choir boy Jake Bartlett, who along with his uncle Darren Bartlett have prepared this beautiful rendition just for this program. Jesus Loves Me. That was timeless in its beauty and simplicity. Our next hymn is often referred to as the Crusaders' Hymn, as it was allegedly sung by German crusaders on their way to the Holy Land in the various crusades between 1096 and 1271. Another hymn enjoying 1,000 years near the top of the charts. It was first published in a German hymnal in 1842 under the name Most Beautiful Lord Jesus, but we are familiar with the translation that we will sing today, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Oh,
In recent days, I have become fascinated with the concept of time. Questions abound in my mind, such as, why does time seem to slip by faster as you get older? Why does time fly when I'm doing the things I love to do, yet crawl by when I have to do the tasks or chores that I dread? In actual fact, time doesn't change for us. A second will always be a second. A minute will always have 60 seconds. An hour will always have 60 minutes, and so on. I take great comfort in the fact that our God is timeless. Let me read for you Psalm 90, as paraphrased by Eugene Peterson in The Message. God, it seems you've been our home forever, long before the mountains were born, long before you brought earth itself to birth. From once upon a time to kingdom come, you are God. So don't return us to mud, saying, back to where you came from. Patience, you've got all the time in the world. Whether 1,000 years or a day, it's all the same to you. Are we no more to you than a wispy dream, no more than a blade of grass that springs up gloriously with the rising sun and is cut down without a second thought? Your anger is far and away too much for us. We're at the end of our rope. You keep track of all our sins. Every misdeed since we were children is entered in your books. All we can remember is that frown on your face. Is that all we're ever going to get? We live for 70 years or so. With luck, we might make it to 80. And what do we have to show for it? Trouble. Toil and trouble and a marker in the graveyard. Who can make sense of such rage, such anger against the very ones who fear you? Oh, teach us to live well. Teach us to live wisely and well. Come back, God. How long do we have to wait? And treat your servants with kindness for a change. Surprise us with love at daybreak. Then we'll skip and dance all the day long. Make up for the bad times with some good times. We've seen enough evil to last a lifetime. Let your servants see what you're best at, the ways you rule and bless your children. And let the loveliness of our Lord, our God, rest on us, confirming the work that we do. Oh yes, affirm the work that we do. Amen. The Salvation Army has some timeless classics of its own. Here is Major Bruce Robertson to lead us in Shout Aloud Salvation.
Shout aloud salvation and we'll have another song. Sing it with the spirit that will start the world along. Sing it as our comrades sang it many a thousand strong as they were marching to glory. March on, march on, we bring the jubilee. Fight on, salvation makes us free. We'll shout our Savior's praises over every land and sea as we go marching to glory. Anxious shouted when they hear the joyful sound. How the weakest conquer when the Savior they have found. How our grand battalions with triumphant power abound as we go marching to glory. We'll shout our Savior's praises over every land and sea as we go marching to glory. A thoroughfare for Jesus and his train. All the world shall hear us as press conference still we gain. Sin shall fly before us, for resistance is in vain as we go marching to glory. March on, we bring the jubilee. Fight on, salvation makes us free. We'll shout our Savior's praises over.
Usually, we end the program in rousing fashion and send you off marching or dancing. It seems fitting in this episode about timelessness that we end with a benediction about time. Let me read one of the verses that is not in the arrangement we will sing together. So be it, Lord, thy throne shall never, like earth's proud empires, pass away. Thy kingdom stands and grows forever, till all thy creatures own thy sway. May we never forget that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm Craig Lewis, and this has been episode 12 of Hymn Sing Radio. God be with you till we meet again.